You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group, a staff training and consulting firm based in New York City that is a training and consulting firm that advises teams across the globe. Mr. Cauchi, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
You bet. So for starters, could you tell our audience about Sales Huddle Group and your sales training game? What does it do? How does it help businesses? What businesses or institutions do you feel would be able to use this game to help their workers or employees to kick things off today?
Perfect, Eric. Yeah, so Sales Huddle Group is a game-based training platform that prepares employees for the workforce. So, you know, started out of the understanding that most companies today struggle with how they deliver training. We have different workers today that are entering the workforce, a workforce with different skill gaps that requires different training technology to address. So I think we live in a world today where most training happens at people versus interacting them with the content. So we looked at the workforce and said, hey, it's getting younger. It's changing. The way that they interact with material is changing. The way that they interact with platforms like games are different. So we launched Sales Huddle as a platform that lets companies take all of their existing training tools, convert them into mobile-based games that employees can play on the go. Think trivia from your mobile device that you can compete against every other employee within your organization on. And it's not just a platform that's more fun and engaging, but we have a tremendous amount of data with clients from Madison Square Garden, the biggest entertainment venues in the world, to the biggest retail companies in the world that use our platform that see effectiveness and retention go up. So, you know, in short, Eric, we launched as a tool to help people, and we're doing it through the way that we prepare people for work every day.
Sounds like an awesome tool without a question. Now, could you tell us some differences between what's the typical sales training that's done at a company or a college versus what Sales Huddle Group and what you offer with the sales game and with the Sales Huddle Group? Just to get into the differences there.
Eric, today 91% of all corporate training is done via either a stand and deliver trainer. So that's like the first day of work for all of us at any new job where, you know, we might be sitting through 8 hours of lectures and classroom exercises, or it's being delivered through online learning. So I'm sure a lot of people out there have sat through their fair share of HR compliance tests and online testing and quizzing and videos. And the reality is, most of that material doesn't stick. Harvard Business Review did a research study several years ago and made the claim that 87% of what you sit through in a live training will be totally lost within 30 days of training completion. So, you know, I think what we did is we looked at the workforce and said, you know, just like the way you might prepare an athlete for their sport, they use a ton of different modalities to get trained and get fit and get ready to play. Employees should also have the same toolbox of platforms that they can use to prepare them. So it's not just standalone trainers. It's not just manuals. It's not just online learning. But again, a game platform that could be in their pocket that employees can access anytime, anywhere. And again, I think the key here, Eric, is it's training that people want to do versus training that they have to do. And we're trying to create that environment for employees.
If you would, tell us, what are some of the common mistakes that companies and schools make when conducting sales training?
I think it's first a quote unquote train and pray mentality. You know, I think when you get onboarded today, I mean, most entry level jobs today are starting jobs in a variety of industries or revenue generating. And you have a workforce coming out of college that you know, in all fairness, is probably less prepared for the workforce than ever before. And there's an abundance of people looking for those jobs. And companies, in some cases, feel that they can, you know, that the training spend that they might have made in past years can be cut back on because of the supply of workers that they might be able to turn over or turn through. So, you know, I think that first off, it's this, you know, mentality that you're going to learn by doing. So, I mean, again, a lot of salespeople out there probably can resonate with the concept of being handed their first call script and saying, here's the phone, figure it out. Or employees who had to work a cash register and on day one, they were kind of thrown to the wolves. So, I mean, I think the biggest mistake companies are making is hope. They hope that their employees will figure it out, and they don't realize the damage they do to the not just the confidence level, but the personality. And we all hold so much weight in the job we come to work to do every day. And when we're not prepared for it, it can crush an employee. And I think it's that hope that they'll figure it out that is a major flaw in the way that companies approach the thought of training.
Good stuff there. And are we teaching the right things, and are we starting early enough, and how do we measure outcomes? Most of our young people mortgage their future to pay for a college degree. Are we investing enough to train our workers, in your opinion?
No, I think that we're not. I think that coming out of the Great Recession, we have companies who right next to cutting their marketing budgets are cutting their training budgets. And I talk to companies every day who in some cases don't have a budget when we're on a phone call with them talking about training. You know, that's really one part of the problem is how are we allocating and how are we looking at training within an organization? I mean, what is the cost of a negative service experience or the value of a missed sale to a company? And I think if companies looked at it that way, they would approach training differently. Now, to the other part of your question, are we training the right things? You know, no, we're not. We have, you know, again, another research study we quote in some of our conversations with customers is that less than 1% of all universities here in the U.S. even offer a single course in sales, revenue generation, or customer service. Again, this is at a time when 15% of millennials coming out of college programs are unemployed or underemployed, looking for jobs that, for the most part, start in these roles. So, again, I think that we have a college infrastructure that's years behind the times. They don't communicate with companies to understand what their challenges are. And until we, you know, we say we can build all the training programs we want to be reactive to the changing workforce, until we get better at the grassroots level with the way that we educate that starts in secondary school all the way up through university programs, we're never going to be proactive and get ahead of the problem that companies are facing today.
Today we are joined by Mr. Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group, a staff training and consulting firm based in New York City that is a training and consulting firm that advises teams across the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Cauchi, what challenges face the workforce and especially the folks graduating from school, the millennial generation, as they're called? You deal with these folks every day. Touch on that, if you would.
I think that there's a few challenges that young people are facing today. First, you know, they're leaving college with a degree that, in all fairness, probably isn't completely preparing them for today's workforce. So whether they're conscious of it or not, they have a skill set that's been designed a very specific way, and they're going to go out in the market and they're going to try to position their personal brand for a job. And in a lot of cases, they're not going to have those tools. I mean, that's, again, another opportunity for young people to find a way to uptrain themselves and be more proactive about uptraining. That might be getting involved in more internships earlier on. That might be involving themselves in unpaid apprenticeships earlier on. These types of programs that can give them the opportunity to gain the experience that they need that, you know what, they might be missing out on, you know, in a university education. So, I mean, I think we have some real skill gaps that have to be closed. I also think that they're entering a marketplace today where, you know, average wages are down. Job growth is happening, albeit slowly. and they are probably running around with a pretty big mountain of college debt that they're sitting on. So, you know, we have a younger worker today who is less prepared, who has more debt than ever, and they're scared in the market. So, you know, I think that that's not something to shy away from talking about. It's not to be negative. It's to be realistic and find a way to tackle the problem. I work with a lot of great young people every day who realize that they're not getting everything they need in the classroom, and they need to be more proactive about their future. And I think that's the type of mindset, especially here, that makes the American project work, is that people taking control, grabbing their own future by the reins and finding a way to pull themselves up and create opportunity.
Now, here's a loaded question. With the presidential election coming up in a week, what are millennials thinking? Who are they supporting? And are any of the candidates addressing their issues and their desires? It does seem like it's based on all rhetoric, but what are your thoughts in these regards?
Yeah, and again, looking at the entire millennial group, you know, I think that some older millennials who just came out of 2 years of two elections of a Democratic president like Barack Obama, who created a once in a lifetime platform with which he ran off of. And I mean, nobody can argue with the fervor with which he created his election and presidency and platform from. I think you have some older millennials who are probably a little disenfranchised with not that level of excitement around the election. I don't think that's going to result in them not getting out to vote. I think that it just means that you have a population that will be getting out to vote who is going to be looking at bigger problems longer term. I think that the younger millennials that are coming out that might be 18, 19, 20, it's their first time experiencing being able to vote in a general election. You know, I think they're looking for more short term. I think we're looking at two drastically different segments of the millennial market, where we have some younger people who they're facing problems right away, right in front of their face, and they're thinking, which candidate is going to solve that problem for me right now? Kind of like we live in a microwave culture, so who's going to snap their fingers and make our problems go away? I think that that's a reality that both candidates are definitely trying to position their brands to, on which one is going to be able to solve the problems most immediately for their populace.
I think you're right in that regard. Now, what advice would you have on whoever becomes the next president of the United States? How should they deal with today's workforce and the millennials that enter the workforce?
No, it's a great question, Eric. I've said, and I think this is one major opportunity. The next president is going to be taking over an economy that is moving in the right direction, probably not as fast as we need it to, but job creation is occurring. They have to set their sights on the workforce. How are we making sure that this massive populace here at home are given the training they need to not just be upskilled, but to close the skill gap that we face today? This election, though, is not about, you know, it's not about walls. You know, it's not about building walls to protect American workers who might be unskilled from foreign labor entering the market. It's also not about just finding ways to make college cheaper or make college something that, you know, has no price tag. It should be about how do we make college and the programs within college, how do we make it worth the price tag? How do we make the education we're paying for something that is actually delivering on the promise it's making? So, you know, I think that we need a president who's going to come in and have that approach and is going to look at this as a tremendous opportunity to skill a workforce that, by the way, the millennial market will be over 50% of our workforce by 2020. This will be the story of the century in either a positive direction or a negative direction, and it's going to be a major issue on the desk of the president come January.
It most certainly is. Now, in conclusion, for millennials and college graduates entering the workforce, what advice do you have for them?
I mean, I would say that if you're a young person, you're a millennial, you're out there on the market, I mean, you're getting dinged all the time. I mean, people are saying you're, you know, some of the things we've been talking about maybe aren't prepared. You have people saying you might be entitled. You have people saying that, you need to be more realistic. I would say, you know, if you're a young person today in today's economy, like, take responsibility for it, right? This is your opportunity to not only mark a new direction for where we're coming after probably one of the darkest times since the Great Depression. This is your opportunity to be involved in an economy that's changing rapidly with technology and the amount of startups entering the workforce. Information is at your fingertips, but at the same time, nobody's handing anything to anybody. This is a economy and a workforce that will reward the players who play the hardest. And, you know, you're sitting in a college classroom looking around you at your, you know, other people who are trying to strive for the same goals and same aspirations. It is your responsibility to uptrain yourself. It's your job to make sure you're prepared.
Certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for your insights here. Certainly an interesting conversation today. Mr. Cauchi, where can listeners get more information about the Sales Huddle Group?
Thanks, Eric, and thank you for having me. Sales Huddle can be reached on our website. You can go to www.thesaleshuddle.com. We have an interactive demo of our game platform for any business owners out there looking to uptrain their people or to connect with me and our organization.
Once again, Mr. Cauchi, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group, a staff training and consulting firm based in New York City that is a training and consulting firm that advises teams across the globe. And for more information, simply visit thesaleshuddle.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.